age number 14. In the Srimad in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, sixth chapter, 18th verse, Narada also says to Yudhishthir, "My dear king, it is Lord Krishna, known as Mukunda, who is the eternal protector of the Pandavas and the others. He is also your spiritual master and instructor in every respect. He is the only worshipable god for you. He is very dear and affectionate, and he is the director of all your activities, both individual and familial. And what's more, he sometimes carries out your orders as if he were your messenger. My dear king, how very fortunate you are, because for others, all these favors given to you by the Supreme Lord would not even be dreamt of." The purport to this verse is that the Lord easily offers liberation, but he rarely agrees to offer a soul devotional service, because by devotional service, the Lord himself becomes purchased by the devotee.
What?
The happiness of becoming one with the Supreme. Srila Rupa Goswami says to this Brahmananda, where the happiness of becoming one with the Supreme is multiplied by 1 trillion fold, still it cannot be compared with an atomic fraction of the happiness derived from the ocean of devotional service. In the Hari Bhakti Subhodaya, Prahlad Maharaj, while satisfying Lord Nrisimha by his prayers, says, "My dear Lord of the universe, I am feeling transcendental pleasure in your presence and have become merged in the ocean of happiness. I now consider the happiness of Brahmananda to be no more than the water in the impression left by a cow's hoof in the earth compared to this ocean of bliss." Similarly, it is confirmed in the Bhavartha Deepika, Sridhar Swami's commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. "My dear Lord, some of the fortunate persons who are swimming in the ocean of your nectar of devotion and who are relishing the nectar of the narration of your pastimes certainly know ecstasies which immediately minimize the value of the happiness derived from religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. Such a transcendental devotee regards any kind of happiness other than devotional service as no better than straw in the street."
What?
Attracting Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that devotional service attracts...
Any question arises, you can ask.
Srila Rupa Goswami has stated that devotional service attracts even Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts Krishna. The symbol of devotional service in the highest degree is Radharani. Krishna is called Madana Mohan, which means that he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of people. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can even attract Krishna. Therefore, devotees call her Madana Mohana Mohini, the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani.
Yes, Madana Mohan. Madana Mohan. Madan means sex attraction. Madan. Sex attraction, Cupid. And Krishna is called Madan Mohan. One can neglect even sex attraction if one is attracted to Krishna. That is the test. Madan is attracting in this material world. Everyone is attracted by sex life. The whole material world is existing on sex life. This is the fact. Janma ithunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. Here, the happiness, the so-called happiness, is maithun, maithunadi. Maithunadi means, here happiness begins from maithun, sex intercourse. Generally, people, a man marries. The purpose is to satisfy sex desire. Then he begets children. Then again, when the children are grown up, the daughter is married with another boy, and the boy is married with another daughter, another girl. That is also the same purpose, sex. Then again, grandchildren. In this way, this material happiness, Sirayishajja Prajepshava. The other day we discussed, Sri means beauty, Oishajja means wealth, and Praja means generation. So generally people, they like it. Good family, good bank balance, and good wife, good daughter, daughter-in-law. If one family is consisting of beautiful women and riches and many children, he is supposed to be successful. He is supposed to be most successful man. So, Shastra says, what is this success? This success is beginning with sex intercourse, that's all, and maintaining them. The janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. Here the happiness begins from sex life, maithunadi. We may polish it in a different way, but this maithun, sex life happiness, is there in the hogs. The hogs also, they are eating whole day here and there, very stool, and having sex life without any discrimination. The hogs do not discriminate, whether mother, sister or daughter. So therefore Shastra says, here this material world, we are entangled, we are encased in this material world only for this sex life. That is Cupid. Cupid is the god of sex life, Madan. Unless one is, what is called, induced by Madan, the Cupid, he cannot be, engladdened in sex life. And Krishna's name is Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan means that one who is attracted to Krishna, he'll forget the pleasure derived from sex life. This is the test. Therefore his name is Madan Mohan. Here is Madan Mohan. Sanatana Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan. Madan or Madan. Madan means to become mad. And Madan, the Cupid, so everyone is infuriated by the force of sex life. There are many places in Bhagavatam it is said, Pungshang Sriya Mithuni Bhava Mithat, Tayur Mitham. Hridayaganti Mahu. The whole material world is going on. The man is attracted by woman. The woman is attracted by man. And seeking this attraction, when they are united, their attachment for this material world become more and more. And in this way, after being united or after being married, one woman and man, they seek nice home, griha, chetra, activities, business, factory, or agricultural field, because one has to earn money, so get food, griha chetra, suta, children, and apta, friends, vitta, wealth. Ata griha chetra suta apta vittai janasamohaya. The attraction for this material world becomes more and more tight. This is called madan, attraction by madan. But our business is not to be attracted by the glimmer of this material world, but to be attracted by Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Unless we become attracted by the beauty of Krishna, we must have to be satisfied by the beauty of this false beauty of this material world. Therefore, Sri Jamunacharya said that Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padar vindayo nava nava dhama rantu masit. So long I have been attracted by the beauty of Krishna and I have begun to serve at his lotus feet and I am getting newer, newer and energy. Since then, as soon as I think of sex intercourse, I want to spite on it. That is Vitrishna. No more attraction. The central point of attraction in this material world is sex life. And when one gets detached from sex life, tadabadhi mama chitta, jadabadhi mama chitta krishna padar vindaya namanabadhama rantu mahasit tadabadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukhavikara sushthu nishthi vananja. As soon as I think of sex intercourse, immediately my mouth becomes turned aside and I want to spite on it. So therefore, Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan is attracting everyone, sex life. And Krishna, when one is attracted by Krishna, then Madan also becomes defeated. So as soon as Madan becomes defeated, we conquer over this material world. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Vedaivichisa gunamai mama maya durataya. Durataya means very, very difficult. Mami jab prapadante mayami tang tarante. But if anyone surrenders unto Krishna, catches his lotus feet very strongly, Krishna save me. Krishna promises, yes, I will save you. Aham tva sarva pape bha mokhayishyami ma shucha. Don't worry, I shall save you. Konte apritijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. My dear Arjuna, you can declare to the world, my devotee, pure devotee, annavilashita sunnam, who has no other desire, he will be protected by me. So, people do not know that our only business is to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the only business. We have no other business. Any other business means we are becoming entangled in this material world. And the aim of human life is to get out of these clutches of material world. The people do not know it. They do not know. Nati vidu sarthakatin hi Vishnu. So it is very difficult. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to distribute this knowledge all over the world. So let us try. Even the people do not take our instruction, that is not our disqualification. Our qualification is, let us try our best. The Maya is very strong to take the living entities out of the clutches of Maya. It's not very easy thing. My Guru Maharaj used to say, he had so many temples all over India, and he used to say sometimes that if by selling all these properties, temples, if I could turn one man to Krishna consciousness, then my mission will be success. He used to say that. So our purpose is not to construct big, big buildings. That is required for propaganda war, for giving shelter to people. But our main business is how to turn the face of the bewildered, conditioned soul towards Krishna. That is our method. That is our main purpose. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other Vaishnavas, they did not advise to give much attention for constructing big, big temples and mathas. Because if our attention is diverted towards this material things means, as I have repeatedly explained, forgetful of Krishna. Otherwise there is nothing material. It is illusion. Illusion means actually there is nothing material. How it can be material? If the Supreme Lord is Supreme Spirit, everything is coming from Him. So what we call the material energy, that is also coming from the Supreme. But the difficulty is that in this inferior energy means where there is possibility of forgetting Krishna. Actually, that is the fact. People are engaged in so many activities. We can see it very nicely in the Western countries. They are inventing so many modern facilities. But the result is they are forgetting Krishna. That is material. Material means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise there is nothing except Krishna. Idam Vishwam Bhagavan Ibetara. Narada Maharaj said that this world is Krishna. Idam Vishwam Bhagavan Ibetara. But it appears like that it is different from Bhagavan. Actually, there is, for a Mahabhagavat, he has no such conception, material conception, because he sees everywhere Krishna. Sabar jangam dakhe na dakhe tan murti. He is seeing one tree, but he is forgetful of the tree. He is seeing energy of Krishna. As soon as he says the energy of Krishna, he sees Krishna. Therefore, instead of seeing the tree, he sees Krishna. Because one after coming, reference to the context, as soon as he sees anything we call material, he sees this is the conversion of the energy, parinamba. Sarvedam akhilam jagat. Parasya Brahmana Shakti. Parasya Brahmana. Just like as soon as you see the sun sign, you see immediately sun. Is it not? In the morning, as soon as you see within your window the sunshine, immediately remember sun and you are confident sun is there. Without sun, how there can be sunshine? Similarly, whatever we see, if we immediately see Krishna with reference to that particular thing, because that particular thing is the manifestation of the energy of Krishna. So those who have understood Krishna along with his energies, he sees the energy, because energy is not different from the energy. He sees immediately Krishna. Therefore, he does not see anything except Krishna. So therefore, for him, there is no material world. There is no material world. To a perfect devotee, there is no material world. Everything is spiritual. Sarvam khaliyudam brahma. He sees everything brahma. So we have to make our eyes to see Krishna. Tatparatena nirmalam. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyata. Tatparatena, as soon as we are in Krishna consciousness, our seeing, touching, smelling, everything becomes nirmal, purified. Then we can immediately see Krishna. These eyes, so long it is not purified, we cannot see Krishna. As soon as it is purified, you see Krishna, nothing but Krishna. So this is the process. So devotional service means purification. Sarvapadi vinirmaktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktirichyata. Sarvapadi vinirmaktam. Annabhilashita sundam jnana karmadanapritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhaktiruttama. So, Cupid is one of the agents of this material illusory energy. But if we are perfectly in Krishna consciousness, this Cupid cannot pierce with our arrows, with his arrows. That is not possible. As Jamunacharya says, the tadavadhi mama chitta krishna, jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padaravinda. So, to a devotee, just like Haridas Thakur, you know the story of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was a young man, and the Maya and a prostitute, they came, young prostitute, nicely dressed, and proposed her desire. Haridas Thakur said, "Yes, please sit down. I shall fulfill your desire. Let me finish my chant. Just see, at dead of night, the young man, Haridas Thakur, in front, there is a beautiful young girl, there is nobody else, and she is proposing, but still he is steady chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare." So Cupid cannot pierce. This is the example. There are maybe thousands of beautiful women before a devotee, but that does not disturb his mind. He sees they are all energies of Krishna. They are gopis of Krishna. They are enjoyable by Krishna. I have to serve them, they are gopis, because I am servant of this servant. Gopi bhattu pada kamale udasa dasa dasa anudasa. So a devotee should try to engage all beautiful women in the service of Krishna. That is his duty. Not to enjoy them. That is sense gratification. This is the position of a devotee. He is not pierced by the arrows of Cupid, but he sees everything nirbandhe, Krishna sambandhe. He sees everything in relationship with Krishna. Jukta vairagam uchyate. That is vairag. He does not accept anything for his sense gratification. But he engages everyone in the service of Krishna. Then we can get out of the influence of the arrow of Cupid. This is the process. Go on.
To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani, and devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself.
Yes. Mahatmanasthamang prartha daivi prakriti maasrita. Bhajanti ananna manasa. Here we are under the influence of this material energy. But those who are devotees of Krishna, they are under the influence of internal energy. The internal energy of Krishna, it has got three different functions. One of the functions is Alladini Shakti. That is Radharani. That is Radharani. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanavapi Deho Bhedau Gatauto Sri Chaitanakha Prakatamadhuna Taddayam Chaikam Aptam. Radha Krishna, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that is the version of Sri Sarup Damodar, that Radha and Krishna, they are one, Krishna. When Krishna wants to enjoy, he manifests his energy, that is Radha. Krishna cannot enjoy the material energy. He enjoys the internal energy. Krishna has got many energies. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana valak priyaca. That is the Vedic version, that the Supreme Absolute Truth has got multi energies, and by utilizing, manipulating that energy, he is manifesting himself in so many ways. The same example, just like the sun, by expanding its energy, heat and light, is perceived. The sun is 93 million miles away from us. So how we can understand the sun? By his heat and energy. By his heat we can calculate what is the actual temperature. The scientists are calculating the actual temperature of the sun. So similarly, although Krishna is far, far away from us, Goloka eva nivasati, he is residing in his abode, Goloka, Vrindavan. This is the replica of that Vrindavan. So, Akhilatma Bhuta, how is Akhilatma Bhuta? How is all pervading? By his energy. By his energy. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. That energy is abhakta, impersonal. But Krishna is not impersonal. Krishna is person. Just like the sun god, he is a person. But his energy, sunshine and heat, that is impersonal. So to reach impersonal feature of the sun or the sunshine is not approaching the sun. It is approaching and not approaching. It is approaching in the sense that directly in touch with its energy, but still the sun globe and the sun god is far away. Similarly, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaniti sabdate, to approach the impersonal feature of Brahma is not sufficient. We have to approach Krishna. So, the Radharani, the personal, his energy is also personal. So, Mahatma Anustamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Mahasita. If we take a shelter of his external energy, where forgetfulness Krishna is very prominent, then we become far and far away from Krishna. But if we take a shelter of the internal energy of Krishna, Radharani, because she is directly serving Krishna, just like in Vrindavan, they always speak of Radharani, because they have taken shelter of Radharani to approach Krishna very easily. Daivi Prakriti Mas. The facility of Vrindavan is that you take shelter of Radharani directly, and she will help you to approach Krishna very soon. This is the idea coming to Vrindavan.
This fact is corroborated by Krishna in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, 1st verse, where he says, "My dear Uddhava, you may know it from me that the attraction I feel for devotional service rendered by my devotees is not to be attained even by the performance of mystic yoga, philosophical speculation, ritualistic sacrifices, the study of Vedanta, the practice of severe austerities, or the giving of everything in charity. These are, of course, very nice activities, but they are not as attractive to me as the transcendental loving service rendered by my devotees." How Krishna becomes attracted by the devotional service of his devotees is described by Narada in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, 37th verse. There Narada addresses King Yudhishthira while the king is appreciating the glories of the character of Prahlad Maharaj. "A devotee always appreciates the qualities of other devotees."
Yes, that is the sign of devotee. Appreciation, the activities of devotee. This appreciation means a devotee who is actually freed from all contamination, he does not find any fault with another devotee. That is the sign. He does not think himself that he is bigger devotee or greater devotee than another. He thinks himself as the lowest of all. As Chaitanya Chaitamrita author, Kaviraj Goswami says, "Purisher kit hoite moi se loghisht." I am lower than the insect within the stool. Jagai madhai hoite moi se papist. I am greater sinner than jagai and madhai. Mor naam jai loy tar punno khoy. Anyone who takes my name, immediately all the result of his pious activities becomes vanquished. He is placing like that. Yes, it is not imitation or any bluff. He's any devotee who is actually advanced, he feels like that. Just like great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that, "I have simply collected a few grains of sand in the ocean of knowledge." Yes, he used to say. And actually that is the fact. Everything is unlimited. So nobody should be proud falsely that he has become a great devotee. Everyone should be very humble. Tinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahaj. If one thinks that he has become very advanced in devotion, then that is very dangerous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Korila Shasam. My spiritual master saw me a great fool. Therefore he has chastised me. That don't try to read Vedanta, chant Hare Krishna. He presented himself like that. Is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Murkha? But that is the conception, advanced devotee. They never think that they are very highly advanced devotee. What is advanced devotee? What devotion we can offer to Krishna? He's unlimited. He's kindly accepting our little service. That's all. Don't be proud of becoming a great devotee. That is the cause of fall down. Thank you very much.